Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Pigface, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can actually visit Attic Records by going to Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey there, it's me, the Moxster, and for the next half hour, I want to feature music from the artist Bobby Bear Jr. Now, Bobby Bear Jr. is indeed the son of legendary country artist Bobby Bear, but he actually made his recording debut at the age of 8. Now, I'm going to get to that song a little later in this half hour, but it was in 1998 that he put out his proper first release. He was using the moniker of just Bear Jr. for that first album, for his first two albums. First album was called Butte. Let's play something off that album to kick off this set of music. It's Nothing Better to Do.
Well, I woke up early today and thought of 7 different ways to like myself less than you do for any reason, false or true. While you dig me more than I dig myself, and I'm in love with you 'cause I got nothing better to do.
broke out till they filled up my heart with microscopic jets. They say I can make love 3,000 times a day. Sister, you better get out of my way.
So why do I need a job? Why do I need a job? Feel so free, I got nowhere to be. Oh, why do I need a job? I once worked for an old bastard who always pushed me to work faster. He made fun of me 'cause my hair was green, tried to stick his hands into my jeans. My girlfriend is a stripper in Abilene. She likes me to stay at home and watch TV. She pays for my food, she likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So
his second Bear Jr. album, Brainwasher, Bobby Bear Jr. with his song, Why Do I Need a Job? It's a question I ask myself a lot. Why do I have a job? And then I realize I've got bills to pay and there's things I want to buy and I need money and the job really helps make that happen. So it's a valid question, though. Valid question. Before the Bear Jr. track, went back to Bobby Bear Jr.'s From the End of Your Leash album, for Valentine, that came out in 2004. And then also The Longest Meow, 2006 when that came out, and you heard the Heart Bionic from that. And then I started off that entire set. Yeah, we are playing only music for this half hour from Bobby Bear Jr., from his debut from 1998, back when he was still using just Bear Jr. Name of the album was Boute, and Nothing Better to Do. My name's Paul. I am the Moxer. I've got nothing better to do than just play you some Bobby Bear Jr. music for a half hour. Why not? Why not? It's the flat-chested girl from Maynardville.
Flat-chested girl from Maynardville writes slowly in her diary about being a ghost who walks with thieves. They cannot take what they cannot see. While standing on her bed, she screams words that fall onto her shades. No one pays attention to me, so no one knows nothing about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville ignores the phone as it rings. She staples a picture of her mom on the bedroom door upside down. While standing on her bed, she screams phrases of hypocrisy. Does anyone think that I'm pretending? 'Cause no one will tell me, as no one is looking.
majestic girl from Maynardville lies about how much she needs, trades all her CDs for weed and ecstasy. While standing on her bed, she screams emotion defiantly. Does anyone wanna get high with me? Cause no one is watching. Majestic girl from Maynardville is skipping school to stay home and read. She kicks her cat into the fan and giggles as he bleeds. While standing on her bed, she screams secrets that fall out from her dreams. Does anyone want any part of me? Please take anything. Sharon personator. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Head scissor hands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween.
I saw things I hope you never, never, ever have to see. I saw Elvis make out with Jesus in a yellow limousine. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me. Lonely you, lonely me, dancing drunk on Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. I'd like to see the world sing today. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land.
Bobby Bear Jr. from a 2004 release of his called Okay, I'm Sorry, with his version of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, from his album A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head from 2010, it was Bobby Bear Jr. with a Rock and Roll Halloween. Start off the entire set from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. is still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths. He's covered The Pixies. And also, he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music, it's very much like Uncle Shel's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stone. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again.
But Daddy, what if the wind stopped blowing? What would happen then?
If the wind stopped blowing, then the land would be dry. And your boat wouldn't sail, and son, your kite couldn't fly. And the grass would see you troubling. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again.
But Daddy, what if the grass stopped growing? What would happen then?
Well, if the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. This the grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stopped loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world a-going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. You hear me, Bob? You better start loving me again. You love me, Bob?
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so as not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. 4 or 5 years ago, some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. What you hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.
Now I never was one to worry much. I never could find the Midas touch. I take what comes and do my best, and don't worry about the rest. I'll never become a millionaire. No fancy cars, no Perrier. I wake each day with a smile on my face, and I join the human race. Tomorrow comes another chance. It might just be my day. But either way, you won't hear me whine, 'cause to win, you've gotta play. I carry my needs in an old mill sack, and worries slide right off my back. Even Uncle Sam don't make me sweat, and when it rains, I get wet. Of times, spending pennies like they're dimes. When I'm knocked down, I'll bounce right back and keep headed down the track. I'll squint to see when the sun comes out, like water finds the quickest route. The simple life is the best I've told, then I'll live it till I'm old. What's the sense to worry about the things beyond control? You make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. Sense to worry about the things beyond control, and
make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, sure, I can get a little wet. But I dry off and things get back to normal. Hey, tomorrow's another day. You know, I just try to keep things simple if I can. So when it rains, I get wet.
dice were loaded and the deck was stacked. I bet on red, it spun to black and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And I don't think my baby's gonna let me in when she finds out that I didn't win. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Well, the fix was on, man, the cards were marked, and I lost my shirt to a dirty card shark, and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And my baby ain't gonna cut me no slack when I come home without the shirt from my back. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Well, I'm walking down the street just kicking a can, holding my last dollar in my right hand. This day ain't turned out how I planned. At least I got a dollar and a kicking can.
Can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo! Fools. I'd rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Well, son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. My fiddle was my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I'm a country boy, yes!
Mm-hmm.
got rheumy eyes, I got flaky skin, I got these screaming old words about to do me in. I can laugh and scratch, but I can't get it up. My wife said fine, cause she's had enough, cause I'm
cards and whores. That's what the cowboys lying down. That's what the cowboys did. That's what the cowboys did. Hey, it's good enough for me. Just miles and miles of nothing from sea to shining sea. From sea to shining sea.
Every morning when I wake and see your face, I wonder how the years got us to this place. Before I met you, I was alone, but I'd trade every penny.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
G. Gordon Liddy.
I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.